While parks have seen an uptick in visitors for the past couple years, last year there was a 33% increase, according to Scott Strong, the deputy director of Utah State Parks. He says during the pandemic, they had 10.6 million visitors, up 2.3 million from the previous year.
We kept all of our state parks open. We did have to follow protocol based on the different county health departments, but we did as much as possible to continue to allow people a place to recreate and experience nature. And we saw that people just demanded that. They were looking for those opportunities, especially when so many other opportunities were closed.
Even as COVID-19 restrictions began to let up, Strong says people still had an interest in being outside.
I think the residual impact of what we've seen is that people have discovered the outdoors again. There were a bunch of campaigns, put down your tablet, your phone, and go outside. Well, I think the pandemic actually created that atmosphere, and people have gone to state parks that they haven't been to for years.
The Jordan-Nell State Park in the Wasatch Back was no exception to the uptick in state park visitors, according to office manager Natalie Harmon.
We were so exhausted by the end of the summer. We're really thankful that winter comes, because then we get a little bit of a respite, catch up from the previous summer and prepare for the next one. And if we were going steady like that all year, I don't know if any of us could do it.
She says they had 780,000 more visitors last summer compared to 2019.
I would consider it overcrowding in every inch of the park, unless you are, maybe on the other side over at Ross Creek. But Hailstone is, I don't know if you've been here on a weekend in the summer, but the word is it's ridiculous. So, it's super busy.
She said people were still able to socially distance in the park, and new rules from the Department of Health require visitors to seek approval to host an event or to reserve group campsites. As MIDA and private contractors continue to build around the Jordan-Nell, Harmon says there's both good and bad to new development.
It's kind of a double-edged sword there, where you're getting more people, you're expanding services, but then we need to hire more people to handle the number of people, the cars. And we're hoping that we will be able to get a couple new full-time staff hired on to help us with the new crowds with these developments.
She says the developers have proposed paths to the park and might require residents to have annual park passes so they aren't breaking the law to go in the water. There are a number of other state parks in the Wasatch Back, including Rockport and Echo State Parks. Strong says when the wait times are long at the Jordan-Nell, they offer great alternatives and are only a short distance away. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.